Amen. Alrighty. Today is Sunday, October 23rd. It's hard to believe we have only one more Sunday left of October. Time just goes by way too fast. The message for today was difficult in coming to my mind because I guess I was so busy and distracted and had so many things to do yesterday. I got up at 9 o'clock in the morning and did not stop until doing things until, well, almost midnight, with the exception of sitting down for about 30 minutes when I tried to take a nap, which didn't work. So, but the word did come. You know, I was able to study and find peace. And it's funny because this message probably is a long time coming. It's something that I've been doing for a couple of years now. And I'm really surprised that this message hasn't come up before now. But I did finally receive the word and the message, and it led us here to today. And how many knows that everything is done in God's perfect time? Amen. There's a reason why the Lord brings us the word when he does, and he knows our needs. But today's message is kind of interesting because I don't know about you guys, but I have a bad habit. I have a confession to make. I have a really bad habit. I like to try to figure out what God's doing. I've gotten better, though. Within the last 3 months, the Lord has really seen to my heart, and I don't so much try to figure out what God's doing any longer. I just trust in him. But for 3 years, it's been a hard lesson to learn. So today's message is pretty much about that, and just trusting in him. So the title for today's message is Not Seen. And let me ask you, have you ever wondered what God is up to, what's happening in your life, and what God has planned for you? Sure, there are times in your life where we can look back and say, God led me through this. God led me through it then, and this is how he did it. We can look at his word and receive guidance and direction, strength and encouragement, where we can say, this is how God did it for them, right? Examples given in scripture where God led other people through situations that may be similar to ours. He did it then, this is how he did it, and he'll do it again here. Right? In the legal world, it's called precedence. There's many legal books where cases are documented and published for attorneys and lawyers to be able to use as a precedence for your particular case. They will go and research. They have research assistants that research other cases that find situations that are similar to yours, bless you, and where they can use that as an example to help determine the outcome of your case. It's called precedence. Precedence means to go before whatever you're doing. So this is precedence. It's a previous case that's just like yours. This is what we turn to in the word for strength. We seek examples and guidance and direction where other people have gone through things that we have gone through, so that we can receive encouragement. But we also know that in our lives, God led us through it back then, and he didn't leave us, and we didn't fail, and more than likely he's going to lead us through it again, and that's what gives us strength and guidance. I don't know if you've ever heard, but there's also a saying within the Christian world, circles, whatever you want to call it, that says if God led you to it, he'll lead you through it. Anybody ever heard that? Okay. Well, I researched that last night and wanted to find scriptures that back that up that saying. I did find in Deuteronomy 31:6, the word says, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that goeth with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." So basically that kind of fits that phrase, if God led you to it, he'll lead you through it. But God never claimed to provide a written record of absolutely everything that he has ever done. It is quite possible that the record is intentionally incomplete. There's a reason why everything that God ever has ever done is not written in the Word of God. There's a purpose for that. It's intentionally. Well, first of all, like Aaron's motioning, the list would be long. The book would be a lot thicker. But there's also a bigger reason for that, and that would be because it is done intentionally so that we will not trust in our past, but we would place our trust in the God, in the God who is fresh and alive and creative and real and able to meet today's need today. We can draw strength on our past, the ways that we've overcome in our past victories. We can draw strength from the Word of God with the examples given for overcoming struggles and the victories that were given. But there's a reason why not everything is intentionally wrote down. We know what is it that we're called to do. We're called to trust God, right? We're called to have faith in him and not ourselves. And that's what we are supposed to do, is just trust God. We are not given a "this is how God has always done it" manual to follow. We don't have those types of manuals. We have to solely rely on one thing, and that is our faith. All we have is our faith in the living God. In his word, God does include principles for us to follow in times of crisis, but not a precise procedure in all difficult or impossible situations. He doesn't say if this, there is no greater than if then statements in the Word of God. There's no flow chart. And for any of us that have ever done any kind of computer programming, we know what those are. If this exists, do this. If this exists, do this. Or if not, do this. Right? I wanted to pull out more of those principles, but I didn't, because we could be here all day with me just doing nothing but quoting scripture to you. One of the big things that I wanted to remind you of is Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. It sounds simple. But in this world, in our human lives, in our human ways, we want to have control of our lives. And we don't. All we are called to do is trust in God and to have faith and to know that he will always be with us. So, God leaves us on the cutting edge of today so that we will trust in him and the principles in his word. That's all we have. All we have is God's word. And that should be enough. But often it isn't. We always want more. Greater understanding, greater knowledge, bigger house, better car, more money in the bank, you name it. More prestige, more honor, more glory for ourselves. Those are all our humanly instincts, and they are hard to overcome. That's why it's important for us to remain focused on the Lord. But God sometimes seems to put us in the vice. And then he tightens it and tightens it more until we think in our time of pain, what is he doing to me? What's he doing to me? We walk closer to him and even closer to him. We don't see how we could walk any more closer to God. But the tests and the trials continue to come. one on top of another. I've talked about this before. We all know the closer you get to God, the harder it is. The more the devil fights you. But we shouldn't waver. We should stand tall and silent in the shadow of God, grounded in faith, confident in the Lord's power, remaining humble, knowing that God is in control, not us. He's in the driver's seat. A lot of people say that the Lord is their co-pilot. No. Nope. I'm just a passenger. God's the pilot. Christ is the co-pilot. I'm just a passenger. We must remain humble, being sure to not question God, being sure to not fall apart at the seams, and being sure to not lose control. Let me ask you, what do you do when tragedy strikes? What do you do when a test comes? What is your first response? Is it to complain or to be angry or to blame? To try to reason your way out of it? Or have you formed the habit of going to a special place and getting alone with God? Psalms 138:3 says, "In the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul." Do you cry out to the Lord? Do you seek a private place? Do you spend time with him? When something happens that you don't understand, no fear, no rushing, no doubting, no trying to figure it out. Are you able to say, "Lord, I'm trusting in you for a miracle, and I'm asking you to perform the impossible"? Let us remember that in Philippians 4:6, the word says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And then do you wait? Remaining firm in your faith, placing it in the Lord's hands, trusting in him, knowing that he's brought you through so much already, knowing that the word says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Do you leave it in God's hands and allow the time necessary for all these things to be done? Just as with this message today, God has a perfect plan. His timing is perfect. And that's what we have to seek. It's like I mentioned during prayer requests. God puts something on our heart. He gives us a word. We have to wait for the opportunity to give it. And God will show you when that opportunity is. He'll also give you the right words to say so that they'll be received. Without trying to push things, without trying to figure out what God is doing, just walking by faith, not by sight, as the word tells us, and seeking those opportunities, trusting in God for the miracle. Philippians 4:11 says, "Not that I speak in respect for want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." It's hard to surrender to God the control of our lives and to be content with the things that the Lord has given us. We know there's a greater purpose for all these things that we go through, and we know that God has a plan. What's my favorite proverb? 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord for all things and lean not unto thine own understanding, right? I'm not quoting that exactly correctly, but you get the gist. "In all ways acknowledge him, and he shall guide your path." We're not called to understand everything. You can't even demand an explanation from somebody and expect to get it. You can't demand an explanation from God and expect to get it. Because we're not always called to see the work that God is doing. We are called to trust in Him and to have faith. Period. It sounds simple. It is rather simple, but we like to complicate it. So, are you in the process of placing your own life before the Lord in this way? Things that are critical, and only a miracle can bring new life into your situation. Circumstances that are totally out of your control. Are you in the process of surrendering those things to the Lord? If you are, I want to recommend that you take it to your special place and, standing in the shadow of your God, lay it out before Him. Trust completely in His miraculous power. Refuse to lean on your own understanding. 1 Peter 5, 6 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Can you make these four statements? And if you can, will you? I am here by God's appointment. I am in His keeping. I am under His training. And He will show me His purposes in His time. It's difficult to not want to open the door ourselves. It's difficult to not peek back the curtain and try to look at the window that we're waiting for God to open. It's difficult to not try to figure out what God's doing. But I can tell you that in the 3.5 years in my life that I've gone through the things that I have, I've learned to not do that and just trust in the Lord and allow things to be done in His perfect timing. It's not easy. By God's appointment, in God's keeping, under His training, for His time. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." What an outstanding summary of what it means to trust in the Lord with all your heart. By God's appointment, in God's keeping, under His training, and in His time. If you wish to be a man or a woman of God, it is essential that you face the impossible situation before you in your life with faith. If you are a young person who desires to live a godly life that will leave its mark upon the world, you must learn to stand in the shadow of your Savior, trusting Him to work through your trials through the trials you encounter, through the extreme circumstances you cannot handle. He is still the God of impossible situations. He still does what no earthly individual can do. And all you have to do is trust Him to do that. One of my favorite scriptures. That's funny. I think it's funny that I say that, because I haven't found one that that's, well, there's only one really that is not my favorite in the entire book. And that's the whole, you know, he never gives you more than you can handle. And that's only, it's not because I dislike that part of the word. It's just because people misuse it. You know, that's why I don't like it. It's just not my favorite. But one of the ones that I like and that I want to remind you of that we so often forget is Psalms 37:25. The word says, I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You will be able to say that in your day. God does not forsake the righteous, and they are not seen begging bread, which means God provides for all of your needs. All of the needs of the righteous are fulfilled by the Lord. It doesn't matter if we can see what God is doing in our lives, just that we draw close to him and continue to trust in him and know that he is working. He is moving. The message last week, last Sunday, was touched, I know, by at least one person. And the message was about God working, God at work. There's a lot of times we don't see it. We don't see it until the final victory is given or till the trial is over. But we know that we continue to go through these things as we continue to draw closer to God. They're all for a reason. And we're to glory through our persecutions. Glory when we are tried for doing what is right. Because if we do something wrong, we know we should be punished. We deserve that. But when you're punished for doing something right, that brings glory to God, because you're standing up and doing what God tells you to do according to his word, doing what he would have you do. And that's a different type of situation. And it's hard. It's difficult to see the good of those things, because let's face it, nobody likes to be persecuted, whether good or bad. Even if you do something wrong, you don't want to be caught. You don't want to be punished. We can accept it more when we are, but that doesn't mean we want to be. It's not up to us to figure out what God's doing. It's up to us to just trust in him and know that he is doing a work. He is doing a mighty work. My final scripture to you today comes from Proverbs 16:9. The word says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. We all have a plan for our lives. But is it our plan that we seek? We have dreams, we have hopes for our future. But is it our hopes and our plans that we seek? Or do we seek God's? Keep trusting in him. Keep walking by faith and not by sight. Realize that he's brought you through much and he'll never leave you. And the other thing is that those desires and the way that you are, God put those there. God made you who you are. The desires within your heart, the way you choose your words, the way you form your thoughts, all of those are there by design by God. So he is already seeing to you. He has already seen to you. He made you who you are today. And we have to continue to trust in him for our future. Amen. That's the word today. Does anybody have any questions or anything to add? If all hearts and minds are clear, then we can stand for dismissal.